WSOL HD2 Union. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway let me slip away on you. Every highway seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway let me slip away on you. Times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway I got to see you, my old flame. Every highway you seem better days, the morning after blue. Head down to my shoes. Every highway let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream shadowed sleep. Wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway let me slip away on you. Every highway you've seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you.
Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with Rick Hale, Joe Dion, and the king of the fish dip, Jeff Altman.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey,
Welcome to the Gone Fishing Show, and we thank you for tuning in today. We had a little bad news. Rebecca is sick, and she was rushed to the hospital. So, Rebecca, who was going to be our guest today, if you're listening, hon, we're hoping that you have a speedy recovery.
Get well soon, kid.
You're right. Yeah. So, man, I tell you what, this has been a full week of fishing. I mean, really, 2 weeks.
Well, you got the kingfish tournament going on.
Right.
We had the redfish tournament last Saturday.
Right.
Kids tournament.
Right. And this is the snapper slapper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had that over there at
Palms.
The Palms
over on Hexer Drive.
On Hexer Drive, yep.
Right, so, at Clapboard Creek.
So it's been a big, full week of fishing, and we got a lot of information to talk to you about that. There's also quite a few Florida Marine Patrol, Florida Wildlife, FWC, there we go, changes that are in the books that they're trying to propose changes for. And most people, when I posted it, were in support of what they were talking about.
Well, guess who's in the standings?
I saw
Rachel Baldwin from Browns Creek. Yep, in the Lady Anglers division.
One of our biggest sponsors since day one. Rachel, we're pulling for you, and we love you, girl. And I'm glad to see you back out on the water catching some fish. But catch a bigger one this time. Today.
We went out with Trina Polke on the Big Bobbers on Tuesday for the junior angler.
Trina's boat placed as well. Yep.
Nice. Good, good.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Time out, Joe. So, Joe, would you just wait? Jeez.
But we're running the beach looking for some pogies to catch. It took us like a few hours to get bait.
Red tops.
We ended up getting
Southeast
down
hole.
Around Ponte Vedra before we found bait.
Well, that's red tops.
Yeah. Okay. This was around the club area.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Close enough. Uh huh.
But one thing I did see was FWC, a truck. Driving down the beach, and I saw him several times. So, surf fishermen,
beware!
Have your ducks
rolls.
In a row.
I mean, we spent last 2 weeks because we did the best of last week because all of us were out of town doing something.
I was down at ICAST, checking everything out.
I'm gonna let you talk about that too in a minute. But Noel Coombe was our guest 2 weeks ago, and we re-ran his show last week.
Oh, nice.
And let me tell you what, guys, I wish I could tell you more about the shark claws, but there's so many of them. That show there was it was full of information, just complete information. It's,
well, a girl came in the store last Saturday, and I'd mentioned it. She'd asked where a good place was to go, and I told her, I said, well, there's a shark thing going on. She says, yeah. She says, I know. She says, I took the test on my phone as we were on our way over here, and I passed it, and then I have a license here on my phone. So, you know, I guess it's not that detailed, but, you know, apparently.
What it does, I think, Joe, more than anything else, it makes people aware. I mean, I'm sure I could pass the test and not remember a darn thing about it when I got to the beach.
Now, what's the main word in there? Test. All right. Rick Hale, test. No, it ain't.
I'm the only one here that's got a college degree.
Pull your phone up and look to see what kind of shark this is we're looking at.
All right. That's it, buddy. You are right on that.
I mean, how convenient is that? We have everything on our hand now, you know?
Yeah.
Boom. Touch a button and...
Until you drop it in the water.
Yeah, well, hopefully you either have a life-proof case or a good waterproof phone. So.
Yeah. And, so we've had the snapper slapper was very successful. I'm not going to read out too many of the results because Craig Van Brocklin will be having a lot of writing to do this month with the paper.
Craig's going
to
be a busy man.
Busy man. A lot of darn information will be coming out from Craig's article. But the numbers for the kingfish tournament were exactly the same as they were last year.
Wow.
The redfish tournament was down a little bit, and, the reason I think the redfish was down a little bit is because you had the snapper slapper tournament going on.
Yeah.
You can go catch,
red fish any day of the week. You only had two weekends this year to go catch your snapper.
Yep.
And so,
but a lot of people were out there snapper fishing.
What are we looking at? 149 boats is what I'm looking at, I guess, more or less.
Let me see.
What, for the kingfish tournament?
Yeah.
Or
269.
Yeah, okay. 269. Well, I've got a list here.
Yeah, but 149. Yeah,
this was day one now. This is just the day one list I've got.
Right. That's the same one I got. And so, yeah, 149 boats came in with fish out of the 269 that entered.
Okay.
And on that. The redfish tournament was very successful, and I talked to Rose Marie today before I came.
This her last year?
No, she's going to stay one more year. Next year's
had a girl.
Next year, next year's the 40th anniversary of the tournament.
Wow!
So she's going to stay one more year with them, and
because I heard her mention she was 5 years old when the first tournament came out.
That's about right.
Yeah, she's what, 45 now, so
maybe,
yeah, 43, 45,
right in that area.
Stop, Joe, stop.
Anyway, you may the old man lost his train of thought on that one.
that's my objective,
or the train of thought went to the wrong direction, one to two. Okay, but anyway,
we got baits.
Yep. Oh man, let me tell you about that too. There was no lead left in my store, and there was no lead left in Walmart around my store. I mean, they wiped out every piece of lead, and I really want to thank all of our customers for the great support you gave Rick's Bait and Tackle this weekend. It was just phenomenal, and so thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. And because we just had probably one of the biggest weekends we've ever had.
From the bottom of his punctured heart, but he'd be all
right. Right.
I got a stitch in it.
904-831-1023 is the number. 904-831-1023. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida, on Sunny 102.3 FM. You can download the app by going to gonefishingshow.com. That's F-I-S-H-I-N, show.com. No G in fishing.
Oh, say hi to Victoria, too.
Victoria. Victoria is southwest Florida. Southeast Florida.
Boynton Beach.
Yeah, Boynton. It's Boynton. Boynton Beach.
Boynton.
All right, sweetie. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the poling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com. Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Here's a message about our good friend Big Jim. Jim over at Fat Cats Trailer Repair. Big Jim has decided to go strictly mobile with his repair business. I guess he'll change the name to Fat Cats Mobile Trailer Repair. Speaking of mobile, while loading the last box from his shop, it seems as though Big Jim managed to tear everything there is to tear in his knee. Big Jim will be getting a new knee in late June. Here's the number that Big Jim wants you not to call, for a month or two anyway. 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cats Mobile Trailer Repair. Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusted sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Okay, guys, day one leader in the general tournament. Chris Johnson, his name of his boat, is the Side Job. He had 49.79.
Yep, that's a nice fish.
That's good a fish. Nice fish.
Real
very
good
nice.
Fish.
Mm-hmm. Kobe Putnall, P-U-T-N-A-L, one shot, 44.21. Russell Stewart, we all know
Seafood
Russell.
Seafood Kitchen.
That's it, Seafood Kitchen boat, 42.1. Matt Joseph. Out of line. I love that one. That's a good name. 41.61.
These are smokers now.
Yes. And Randy Howell.
Got a line.
Hammer Time. Out of Waycross, Georgia. When the first out-of-state gentleman, he had a 39.72. And that rounded up the top five. Others in the top ten were Shane Hood, Tyler Smith, Scott Washington, Dennis Redmond, and number 10 is Douglas Geese, G-I-E-S. Okay. Oh, we do. I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing over there, sir? Ah, oh, man, we got a great producer. He's doing good. Hey, Taylor, what's going on?
Oh, you left out Russell Stewart's in third place, I think.
No.
We called it out.
We even said
Seafood Kitchen.
We said Seafood Kitchen.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
All right, well, put a string between the head and clean out those ears.
Steam them ears out.
Well, Nathan, and I can't believe he's crushing it out there, isn't he?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that was a nice fish that Nathan had, 42.1.
I'm saying, like, for the restaurant business, no, he didn't catch it. He was working, but his dad was out there.
Oh, that's his dad out there.
Yeah, Russell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Russell's
yeah.
out there. You're no, I'm saying Nathan's killing the restaurant business. You know, he's going to revive an old business and start new. He's killing it.
Well, yep. He's got his hands full now. He's got three or four restaurants going. And
I was calling today because I was trying to figure out, like, I don't really know anything about kingfish, but I know a lot of people say they make fish dip out of it. But if you don't make fish dip, what do they do with the fish?
Well, some people do like eating kingfish.
You can fry it.
Yeah.
They had somebody cooking fish out at the kingfish tournament.
Right.
The junior angler. So my grandson was like, I want kingfish, so we got some. He wanted it fried. So
I agree with him.
So they fried up some kingfish for us, and got a couple of real nice pieces of fish with French fries and hush puppies, like $12. So if you're out there, eat some fried. I mean, it's kingfish.
I do not like kingfish. I will not eat
kingfish. It's a very strong fish.
Very strong.
But what you do, I mean, the best way to do it, if you're going to eat it, is going to scrape all the black part off of it and just eat the inner meat of it.
Soak it. Soak it in a creamy milk all night long, too.
Yeah, if you're doing it at the house.
Well, marinate it. Marinate is a word, I guess.
If you're just food stuck in front of you and you're eating it, sort of, you know, pull the nasty looking stuff off.
It's nothing like the sheephead tournament eating.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, the best fish to me, I like that red snapper is pretty good. The mangrove snappers, you know, you can make ceviche out of it. It's really good.
Yep.
Mangroves are real good.
Really good. Exactly.
Yeah, but they're hard to catch.
Yes. Yes, yes. Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Mr. Taylor.
All right, well, I'll catch y'all later then.
Okay, buddy, you have a good day now. Okay, and again, we did mention our buddy down there at the beach, the Seafood Kitchen. Yep,
Yep. Good, third place. Third See what place. They do today.
And very,
and that's in the
very
general. So we don't know then what's
Beach
going
Road,
on with the aggregate.
Shrimp and chicken.
Right.
I think it's going to be Beach Road Fish Houses.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But it's on the bottom sign. It says fish and chicken.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep. He left that chicken up there. I said what it left. Anyway, that's not. All right. On the Lady Angler, we have Taylor Johnson out of Jacksonville. Her boat that she was on was the Side Job. That's the second time I've heard their name.
Yeah.
That was a nice.
So that was the same boat that's in first. They
right.
got the 49.79.
And then they got a 42.64. That's a
couple good fish right there.
That's a darn good fish. Paulette Henderson out of Hilliard, Florida, on the Salty Hook, 32.66. Ashlyn Baker out of Jacksonville, the Real Theft, 28.18. Boy, I tell you what, people kind of sit around. I think what they do is they call Joe up to find out what's a good name for their boat. Looks like some of his thinking there.
Hey!
All right. Next is Connie Atkinson out of Jacksonville, Florida. And she had 27.72 pounds. And Kelly, this is the second time I've seen this name. Geese. G-I-E-S.
Geese or
Geis? It's Geis, probably.
Geis?
Yeah, because
that's the way I look at it.
That's what I say, too. And anyway, she had 25.92 pounds. Round up the top 10, there was a Janet Pellicinati. Boy.
That's Pellicinati, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Atlantic Beach. Susan Thurnton out of Jacksonville.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
On the Bull Gator. That's a bad-looking boat. I think it was, I don't even want to say what boat, what kind it is, but the wrap on it is really nice.
It must be a woman on it.
No, it's a gator.
That's a gator.
Yeah, it's a big gator on it. But, yeah, it's a good-looking boat. Well, I saw that when we were pulling in. I've seen it around a couple times. There's a good-looking wrap on it. But I don't want to insult somebody and call the wrong type of boat.
Boat. Oh, I got you.
You know, I don't know if it's a yellowfin or, I mean, there's, you know, I just don't know the big boats like that.
Well, I got to go out fishing on Friday before, I mean, excuse me,
Thursday
before the tournament, red fish tournament, and caught some nice reds.
Caught some fish. I saw that.
Yeah, caught some nice reds. Actually using the popping cork. Seemed like since that popping cork could hit the water, they attacked it. In other words, if it floated for a while, they didn't hit it. But it seems like as soon as you could cast and you would hit the water, you hear that popping sound, those reds were just attacking it. And,
yeah, something I saw on down at ICAST, there was a cork, and they were like running like a stinger hook off
the
cork.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw
because,
that.
Because, you know, they're like, man, you get so many hits at the cork.
At the cork, yeah.
So I guess they figured, hey, let's put a hook there.
And then my motor decided that I think I need a new water pump or something because it runs for about 15, 20 minutes, and then the alarm goes off, shuts the boat down, and we're believing it's overheating. And so put a new thermostat in, and now we're going to put a new pump in.
Oh, no.
So Terry went fishing with Catherine Longmire.
Yep.
And they caught two fish, and their names were on the board.
Yep.
Catherine had about a 3 or 4 pound one, and Terry was a little bit below her with about a 3 pound one.
I didn't even bother to even weigh in. Not a good day. I had some issues with my motor. I was talking to you.
I can relate to
it. You know, so yeah.
What your issues is great.
Yeah, I could start back up and go. Yeah.
And yours
turn
the
motor off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In other words, you couldn't stop, and I couldn't go.
Yep. Yeah.
We should have gotten together.
I just parked in a spot and dropped the anchor and fished there. I didn't really, you know, I had a couple 4-spot reds and my reds were just lower slot.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like, I'm not even going to bother with that. If I don't have a decent fish, you know, 26 inch fish at least.
If Craig's listening, I saw his comment and I kind of agreed with his comment. Jim Suber, you know, two of my favorite people in the world. You know, I love Craig Van Brocklin, and I love Jim Suber. I think Jim Suber does a great job. But I think, you know, Jim got a little aggravated with Craig's comment. But I think the problem is, Jeff, because, you know, you've been into kayaking for a long time. I don't think a lot of people in some of these tournaments that have never kayaked and never been in a tournament understand how to do a spot tournament for kayakers. Now, Jim Suber was correct. You know, the rules were made before the tournament and everything. I don't know if you saw this post.
I saw some of it.
Okay.
But it wasn't clearly stated that way.
Okay. I did not read the detail because I was
strictly for boats or whatever.
I got you.
And apparently somebody texted someone and they said, yes, that is permitted. So
there's a misunderstanding.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm
going to suggest to get somebody like Craig to look at, don't have to be part of the board or anything, but look at the kayak rules and maybe explain.
Give a little help.
Yeah, explain how you would do a spots for kayaks.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you've never been in a kayak before, you wouldn't understand that you could take a picture and how to turn the fish over and to make sure it was the same fish.
Right.
You understand?
Oh, no, this wasn't a picture. This was, fish was brought in live.
Yeah, yeah.
This was Craig's fish was brought in live.
That,
which is what the rules said, the fish had to be brought in live.
Even the kayak? Photo release?
No, I think I'm not sure how the kayak division worked because I didn't fish it.
Matter of fact, we got Mr. Craig on the line. So, let's talk to Craig and let him enlighten us here. Craig, please.
Right after this break. Cuz.
Hold on, Craig. We get you in here, baby.
How many darn relatives do you have anyway? We got another Altman.
Bunch
riding.
Of them.
904-831. Joe. 1023.
Two-thirds of our articles are written by cousins.
I know. We got a new one coming on, too.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Going to be called the Altman Connection.
Hey, come on. Stay on your task.
831-1023. 831-1023. Sunny FM 102.3 in Jacksonville, Florida. Just stand by. We're going to be right back on the Gone Fishing Show.
With Craig Van Brocklin.
With Craig
no
Van Brocklin.
G in fishing.
Yeah, there ain't no G in that fishing.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley had the number one hit that year with All Shook Up. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podorthists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. And this month, Boger Shoes is featuring the Birkenstock Giza, a proven classic with signature support and an anatomically shaped cork latex footbed. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family. there's smoke, there's fire. And this summer at Sonny's Barbecue, we're fanning the flames. Introducing the all-new Smoke and Fire menu at Sonny's. For a limited time, we're turning up the heat with new features, like the Hot Lincoln Pimento Cheeseburger, Sweet and Spicy Wings, Brisket and Mac Egg Rolls, Loaded Hot Tots, and Brisket Grilled Cheese. Come tame the flames this summer at Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
Stay cooler with Bueller.
Never complain about the Florida heat again. When it comes to superior service, Bueller Air Conditioning is at the top of the class. From heating and cooling to indoor air quality and maintenance plans, you'll always receive grade A service. And it shows with a 5-star rating. Bueller Air Conditioning, excellent and trusted. The coolest AC guys in the business, serving Jacksonville and the beaches.
Remember to stay cooler with Bueller. Visit BuellerAir.com. License number CAC 1816716.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
You'll do it right to spend less on the things you need to update and organize your home. Lowe's is here to help you save every day. Plus, bonus savings this week. Upgrade to a newer, more stylish ceiling fan and save with up to 20% off select Harbor Breeze ceiling fans. Reclaim your space with 18-gallon totes, now just $4.98 each, and available in four colors, coral, turquoise, green, and gray. Whatever's on your to-do list, today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Hey, Mr. Craig, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all sound good.
What's up, cuz?
Y'all sound good today.
Hey, cuz.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, we got another cuz coming on with y'all, too, now.
All right.
Is he going to be writing articles for Offshore?
Yeah.
What, Chris Altman?
Uh-huh.
Chris?
Yeah, he's going to be writing for the Fishing Connection.
That's very good. Cool. I thought I heard that.
That man knows offshore fishing.
Yeah, we found that out.
Or Joe found it out. Related.
Yeah, went out on his boat on media day, buddy. Yeah, we had a ball.
He's good.
Well, I hate it when I see two of my favorite people in the world arguing with each other. And I would like to know what happened and see how we can solve that problem maybe for next year.
I don't think there's a problem for next year. So basically, nowhere in the kayak rules does it say you can't submit a spot redfish in with the boats. It doesn't say that. So my opinion was that always you couldn't do it. But then I was on with some other friends, the kayakers, talking about it, and they were asking. I said, no, you can't do it. And they said, well, let's just find out. So they did the chat help over to the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament, and originally, they came back with a message that, no, it's not allowed, and then they came back with, yeah, oh, yes, I'm sorry, it is allowed. Kayakers can submit spotted redfish into the spot division. And it said, actually, there's that word for kayakers can submit their fish, and it'll be placed into the whichever one between spots and weight gives them the highest placing. So I was like, okay, guys, I was wrong. You can submit spots. So I went out. I didn't. The main thing I didn't do was I should have verified it at the captain's meeting. But the captain's meeting was
thunderstorms.
Couldn't hear anything that was being said.
Right.
But I should have probably pulled somebody aside. So basically, I caught a 9-spot redfish.
Wow.
Earlier in the day, and so around 12:30, I knocked off fishing, took it up to the weigh-in. And they told me it wasn't allowed. I was pretty hot under the collar.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, it is what it is. So when I posted that, Jim didn't know about the fact that we had it in writing that it was allowed from one of the representatives from the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament. So he thought I was just slamming it, but I'd never slammed the tournament.
Did you let Jim know what you had? What happened?
No, other people, of course, started jumping on there, and they were slamming the tournament. So I just said, the heck with it, and just delete the post, and then just reposted, you know, something pretty benign saying, here's my red spot, my redfish.
Yeah.
with nine spots. But no, I haven't talked to Jim. I don't have a problem with Jim. I don't think Jim has a problem with me.
No, Jim loves you.
You know, I'm sure I'll talk to him at some
but
point. But
I would love for
but
you
he had,
and him
he
to...
had no idea I had, you know, I had something in writing saying it was allowed. I mean, I was just doing what I thought. Well, I was doing what I was instructed by the tournament people.
Well, we're already committed.
We've already
committed to sponsoring the kayak division again next year. And
yeah, more than likely I'll fish the boats next year.
And well, I was going to say that I was going to have maybe you represent, you know, our sponsorship and go and work on the kayak side of it, you know, like for spots and so on, and see if it can be worked out. Where the
The problem with, I mean, if you're going to do that and have the kayaks have their own spots, then you'd have to get somebody to sponsor that award. I mean, I think there was 40 kayakers, and there was
it was a good number. Yes.
Yeah, it was a good number. I mean, I still ended up coming like, I don't know, 8th or 9th.
Uh huh.
I mean, my redfish wasn't that big, but you know, at least I turned one in.
Better than I did.
I mean, it wasn't the biggest one I'd caught. The biggest one I caught might have even placed, but you know, I went for the spots.
Well, see, unlike me and Jeff, at least your motor worked in the kayak. You're the motor.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I joined the Jacksonville Offshore Fishing Club, and I think 2 months ago I was going to fish their first inshore tournament. I got maybe a quarter mile from the dock whenever in my boat, and the boat engine started cutting off.
Oh, yours did?
Yeah, so my first tournament try with the Offshore Fishing Club didn't work out so well.
Well, I have every time I've wanted to fish it, you know, we took two old boats and put together for mine, and I'm telling you, if you ever do that, it takes a year to get all the different bugs out of the two old boats, and I haven't made a tournament yet.
True.
I'm hoping to be ready for your tournament and the Redfish Spot Tournament, and that's the last.
And
the Flounder Pounder.
September.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, not too many tournaments between now and then, but in September we got several. We got the Amelia Island puts on a spots tournament up there.
Yeah,
I think that's at the beginning of September, and then toward the end of the month we have the Anglers for a Cure out of Volano Beach, and we have the Redfish Spots Tournament the next weekend after that. Then the weekend after that is in October, early October, we have Donnie Leaper's Tournament.
That's kayak only.
Yep, that's the Netty.
Yeah, that's the kayak only. Yeah, the Netty Kayak Challenge and the Bull Red Tournament.
Now,
I haven't received confirmation that it's going to be the first weekend.
If y'all promise to be around.
It's always the first Saturday.
I'll fish the Netty if y'all promise to be around to get me out of the kayak.
Right.
How you going to get in the kayak, Rick?
Oh, that's the other part of you going to have to promise.
They got a hoist.
You got to hoist you in.
It's one of those Hoyer lifts.
No, y'all got to hold my leg straight out and put me down in the kayak.
I'm not touching those things. Sorry. You can have Joe will help you get in.
Oh, No.
That ain't going to happen.
Joe can grab your leg.
He done come back to me soaking wet once already. He ain't going to do it twice.
Yeah, my wife works for Brooks Rehab, and I'm fairly sure they do have a hoist made to put people in and out of kayaks because they do take.
Joking aside, I am very impressed with Mr. Suber and the city of Jacksonville. Did you see where they have this handicapped ramp now for kayaking?
A handicap ramp. I've not seen that.
Where
is that at?
I saw it on Facebook. I'm sorry, I didn't write it
was
down.
Like they've got a little floating dock,
yeah,
mm-hmm. for the kayak where the people can sit in and then slide into the water.
Yeah. And it happened.
I don't know that that's a handicap.
It's a handicap.
John Nenny's been working for about 4 years to get an adaptive kayak launch put in by the school board building downtown.
Uh-huh.
And And even though everybody keeps saying, yeah, we're going to do it, it's a great idea, but they've never funded it. He's been working on it for at least 4 or 5 years.
Right. Well, he caught a nice trout downtown yesterday or today.
Really?
Yeah, nice trout.
Must have missed that one.
Yep.
Hey, and Mr. Nooney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a nice sand trout, which if those sand trout are downtown, when they're downtown, they're all over the place. You can go down there and just catch a cooler full.
Wow.
In a couple of hours. So if they're down there, that would be a good place to go to catch
them. Be a lot of Chinese really dinners good. Right there.
those
things, you know, those sand trout, they fry up really good. Or yellowmouth trout.
I'm not a fan of
another good hot
trout.
Spot, Craig, is right there off the bank of Bishop Kenny. That's another good hole right there we used to go to.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of those docks along there, they'll hold them, and they'll hold the croakers too.
Yep.
Right around Bishop Kenny. I've caught a ton of big croakers around Bishop Kenny.
Like them Virginia croakers?
Virginia croakers. That's usually like September. I mean, they get the big ones come in September, October.
Well, I saw your grandson was catching fish too.
I've taken him. We've done two tournaments.
Placed them both on the
angler. We did the inshore junior angler. They awarded a second place. I think we got first place, so they're checking on that. Because I think we got beat out by a kingfish in an inshore tournament, which doesn't make any sense. And then the second tournament, we just was redfish spots, and we won that hands down. But that boy loves the fish.
How many spots did you have?
On that one, we had 7 spots.
Okay. We got to get him and Gavin together.
Yeah.
So they can fish.
I was going to try to get him this week so I could take him out for the junior angler kingfish, but they had some camp or something going on they couldn't get out of.
Well, Mr. Craig, thank you for calling. And then
if you
when I talk to the kingfish tournament after they have a chance to clean up and rest and we start sponsoring again next year, maybe I can get you to help them. And because the kayaks, we need to keep the kayakers going. All right.
Yeah,
Dan.
Well, they got 40. That's
yeah.
That's a good number.
Really
good number.
Okay. All right, buddy. Be careful.
Telephone number, Joe.
904-831-1023. 904-831-1023. Gone Fishing Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. We got an app. Go to GoneFishingShow.com. Check it out. We got another app we're going to tell you about when we get back. Y'all hold tight.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924. Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
I'll tell you what, guys, the snapper are biting offshore.
Oh, yeah, I saw some beautiful pictures.
There's some great pictures. I've only heard maybe one or two boats have come back in with nothing. Most of them have their limit of fish. And it's just great out there. Very, very good. The good Lord this year has cooperated with us and given us calm seas.
Beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather. The Kingfish Tournament had beautiful weather. So it's you got our last 2 days. I think it's today and tomorrow. I don't think Sunday is open. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
You know, I'm not out on the boat, so I didn't really.
I'm not sure if it's the 3 days this weekend like it was last weekend or just 2 days.
I think they only opened up 5 days, right?
That's what I'm saying. Three.
Okay, yeah. If it was five, it would be three last weekend, and two this weekend.
Two this week would be Friday and Saturday and nothing on Sunday. So also, as Jeff mentioned, if you're on the beach fishing, take your little shark test and have the paperwork with you and try to remember all the different catches that you need to watch. Also, I'm talking to two or three customers this morning in the store. They're telling me that here it is July and we're having 100-degree day just about every day, according to my
carfish. Blistering hot.
They're still catching pompano yesterday. Pompano in this kind of weather, this in this part of the state.
In Jack's Beach?
In Jack's Beach and down there towards Gate Station, Exxon Station, and that area, all the way up and down, they're still catching the pompano. They said the water was filthy, and then yesterday and the day before, the water has cleared up, and it's beautiful down there surf fishing. The one advantage of surf fishing is you can put your pole in the pole holder and you can go dive in and cool off a little bit.
I'm scared to do that.
I know.
I don't want to get eaten.
We have become so aware of the sharks situation. It's unbelievable.
They're all over the place.
They always have been.
You know? Oh, yeah.
They always have been. I always told people back even in the 60s and 70s, if you ever got in a helicopter and flew over the beach and saw what you know,
there.
It is scary how many people are swimming around sharks all the time.
Yeah, they're always cruising around.
So you got to be careful. Okay, Joe, you wanted to talk about an app of some kind, bro.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
What are you going to tell me?
I downloaded this app.
What's the name of the
app? It's called, very simple, Fish Florida.
Fish Florida.
Yeah. And if you go to the Play Store, and download this app called Fish Florida, you're going to see information like you ain't never seen before, my friend. Tons of information on this app, all fishing and hunting related for the entire state of Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
This thing is awesome. The categories in it, clothing, tackle, rods and reels and baits and clothing and charters and fishing spots.
Have live bait?
Well, it all depends on if...
Well, you have a friend, a male friend that likes to fish in the Pink Thong. Can he find some there?
Yeah, he could probably find some there. Yes. They have rainbow colors. They have everything down there. So, but I'm going to tell you something. Go to the Play Store or your iPhone Play Store, whatever that one's called. What's that called on iPhone?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, wherever you download your
Apple Store.
Apple Store? Yeah, there you go. You buy apples.
I tell you what, I've seen that look on your face before, but I've never seen it on his. Like, what in the world are you talking about, man?
Seriously, though, go check out this app.
Never
download it on your
iPhone.
Phone and look at it. It's called Fish Florida. It's originated by a young lady in South Florida who put this thing together, and it is unbelievably awesome. Provides a ton of information if you're into fishing and hunting industry. So y'all check it out, Fish Florida.
And yep, that is a very good app.
Yes.
Yeah, Joe, you're on a roll today.
I know.
What else you got in that brain? Anything
well,
today?
I don't know. Something just came across here about wanting to advertise. So take care of this.
Okay. Yeah, I got an app.
We
too.
Like advertising. Well, I got an app.
Yeah, I got to go get a sign up a person.
Say appetizers. Appetizers. I like those too.
well, you write the fishing article. What are we going to eat this month?
I don't know.
Don't know yet.
I'll know by Sunday.
Okay. Well, people, we have been, almost the top of the hour. How much time we got, Mr. Producer, sir? Yes, sir. Nice talking to you. He's not even listening.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close. No, we still got another 5 or 6 minutes to go.
No, we don't have that long. Okay, I'm going to save that to after the break here. All right. And so we talked about the snapper. We talked about the clear water and good pompano catch that's going on. Well, I've got...
There's redfish all over.
Yes, in there.
I'll tell you what, I've never seen so many porpoise in the river.
You know why?
They
love redfish.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see a porpoise, pick up your boat.
So if you
want to
catch
one,
hook up a
go.
Redfish and sling them out there, right?
Oh, man. By the way, that's against the law.
I'm sure it is.
It's, I mean, no, you can't feed or pet porpoises or anything like that.
You know, there's certain parts of the river where, you know, there's some people that are doing that, and these porpoise are used to people, like, feeding them fish and... I've seen pictures of porpoise, like, coming right up to your boat, like, hey,
here
I am, feed me.
And did you see
this? Don't feed the wildlife.
Did you see the little, Anyway.
Another senior moment.
Another senior moment.
Brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle.
Oh, boy. I need to tell you. Well, we're going to be talking about... when we get back after this hour here, there's two changes that the Marine Patrol is starting to look at, and so we're going to discuss that when we come back. Also, they have found out that global warming is not one of the main reasons that the coral reefs off of the Keys is deteriorating or dying off like they thought it was. They have done.
You mean it's more like something that's just happens?
No. We're
polluting so bad that we're just ruining
our coral reefs. You got it, brother.
That's like the Great Barrier Reef over Australia. They say that, you know, there's so much of that has died off and everything.
You know, there's I've done a lot of research on this. As a matter of fact, when I go to the store now, I don't allow them to put my food in a plastic bag anymore. There's paper bags.
Right.
And because plastic... It's just eating.
Yeah, it was save our trees.
Right. Now
use plastic.
And now,
what idiots.
Okay. And now it's save our ocean.
Yeah, quit using plastics.
In all reality, I am now, this is about the only liberal thing you'll ever hear me say, but I am starting to be a big believer in bring your own bag or.
Yep.
Don't buy so much you need to take anything. In other words, if you can't put it in your bag, then, you know, don't buy it.
carry more bags with you.
Because, you know, it's so heartbreaking just watching all the trees be torn down here in this city as the city is growing. And we do need to save the trees.
But, trees and all of this are done by pulpwood manufacturers and things like that. And trust me, those guys are putting in more trees than they're cutting down. And, you know, because trees are a renewable resource. So, you know, they clear cut an area. They've got that area all ready to be planted again to make more paper products and stuff.
Right.
But the thing is where, you know, urban sprawl, where they're going in and wiping out our forest and our big old trees and the oak trees and things like that, that they're not really using. You know, what I'm saying is more paper is they've got special, they've got trees they're growing for paper. And then they've got, you know, trees that they're using for building, you know, the rainforest where they're cutting that down. And
well, we got countries in the world that are dumping plastic. In other words, they dump their plastic into the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they dispose of it.
I mean, that's like that big floating plastic island out there somewhere, you know.
You're right. And but anyway, I don't use straws no more, and I'm not getting paper. I've got to find something.
I don't need a straw. I know how to drink.
That's right. And I need to find something to put in my store where people can carry out their bait besides in that plastic bags that we give away. All right, this is the Gone Fishing Show. We want to thank you for listening. We're completing our first hour, and Jeff's going to give you a telephone number that you can call to talk to us during the second hour. Yeah. And that number is what, Jeff?
You can call us 904-831-1023. You are listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville. We'll be right back.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel, new Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine two times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car two times cleaner. My horn is so clean it squeaks. Sorry about that. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel and jet engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Wendy's sells the most bacon cheeseburgers in America, so we're celebrating with Bacon Fest and turning up the sizzle with the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag. Get ready for tons of hot and crispy bacon hits, like the $5 biggie bag featuring the bacon double stack, four nuggets, small fries, and a small drink for just $5. Only with Wendy's Bacon Fest. Based on servings among quick service restaurants over 12-month period ending March 2019. Source the NPD Group Press. Price and participation may vary.